You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business leading to your business success. Today, we are speaking with Dusty Wunderlich, CEO of Bristlecone Holdings, one of the fastest growing financial technology companies in the industry. They are a high growth, innovative network of consumer and business to business financial platforms. Dusty, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Really appreciate it.
Now, you're more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours. So let's get started with telling us, what is fintech?
Yeah, fintech. So fintech is really all about the disruption of the multi-trillion dollar financial services industry. And it's short for, I guess, the use of a nice hashtag for financial technology, and really this new iteration of innovators that are using technology to disrupt the financial services industry. And this really goes across the spectrum, everything from payments, which we saw PayPal do, to online trading, what we saw some of the online brokerages do, like Charles Schwab. Now you're seeing it even in blockchain and cryptocurrency as well. And the particular niche that we're working on within fintech is lending. And now you're seeing a major disruption, which has been one of the latter pieces of technology and parts of the financial services to be disrupted. And it was really led by online lending groups like Lending Club and Prosper, and then there's a next generation, like groups like ourselves, Bristlecone Holdings and SoFi, that are coming in behind that. But really, it's this really fascinating and fun series of history of watching this massive industry be disrupted.
What problem is your company trying to solve, democratizing the world of finance through innovation?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. And, our approach is, so when you start looking at the credit markets right now, and specifically look into the consumer markets, over a majority of consumers have a subprime credit score or no credit score. About 20 million don't even have a credit score. So, we're looking at people who have bad credit or no credit and can't get credit, and it keeps perpetuating the problem. We're leveraging big data and sophisticated algorithms to take underwriting to the next level, so we can, dynamically price and reach a broad spectrum of the credit markets, which haven't been done in many, many years now. And it's really led to this subprime issue and, really just lack of access to credit for a lot of consumers in the marketplace.
If you would get more into how you are using technology to disrupt the fintech industry, discuss disruption of financial services in fintech using big data analytics and business intelligence.
Absolutely. So, traditionally for decades, the lending industry has relied on credit score, which, FICO, as most of us know, is an algorithm itself, and it's a great algorithm, but a lot of credit score is with attributes that are lagging attributes, their historical attributes, how you used to perform. Where you're seeing the industry go, and companies like ours, is that we're using not only lagging indicators like credit score, but leading indicators, bank account information, social media information, things like that, in order to better assess where you're at that current point in time. So it's really about these ideas of taking as much data sets as you can to create lift in your model, so you're reaching a broader audience in the credit markets.
Good stuff. Today we are joined by Dusty Wunderlich, CEO of Bristlecone Holdings, one of the fastest growing financial technology companies in the industry, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Dusty, how are you using big data and business intelligence to drive major decisions?
Yeah, no, great question. And, we're not only using it at, the consumer level, but our product particularly is distributed through a lot of small business retail shops. We'll work with a furniture store or a bridal gown store, and So we have, you know, multi-thousand distribution points throughout the United States. So, you know, really taking in data, you know, for the consumer experience on a per retailer basis, information that we have on that particular retailer. And we're using softwares like, for example, Tableau business intelligence software to take that data and visualize it and see what we can learn from it to give our consumers and our retail partners the absolute best experience with our product and service.
And how are you using technology to acquire new customers?
Yeah, so what we really believe is reducing friction is very, very important to the consumer. And, you know, technology is allowing us to do that. So, I mean, you look back and we've all had that experience of going in, getting a loan, and I need your check stub. We need to fax in your application. And, I mean, largely this is still being done, and it's an arduous process. A lot of times you have to leave the store and come back, which nobody wants to do. So, you know, we've essentially worked on ways to automate the entire process and use, you know, electronic contract to checking your bank account right there versus getting a paycheck stub. And it's all about just reducing that friction to make that consumer experience that much better. And we think that's the key to customer acquisition.
How do you manage all of your company's data and who actually manages it?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. It becomes when you're handling big data, it becomes a really convergence of a couple different departments. You know, one, being able to use technology. So a lot of our programmers, again, getting back to that piece of how do you acquire that data and do it in a frictionless process. I mean, we're doing that with applications and survey data and all of that. We want to make it as easy as possible to grab that data. Once we have that data, then it's all about how do you manage that data, especially when you're dealing with millions and millions of data points. And that really goes to our database infrastructure team and database managers that are really, you know, managing and handling that. And then you go to that last piece, that data science, that business intelligence piece of our team that are really taking that data then, running queries and building visualizations so we can make decisions on that. So it's really a three-part. You know, the way we look at it, three departments, three teams that are working in unison to really manage big data.
Certainly helpful information. Also, what types of platforms can help an individual collect and manage data?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And, you know, what you're seeing, the market's really responding to this new access to big data. And, you know, for example, for our database, we use Microsoft SQL. Microsoft has phenomenal, you know, database products, and that's what we use. But what you're seeing in the industry is products come in that, you know, are allowing data scientists or business intelligence analysts that don't necessarily have database experience still manipulate and run queries through. For example, we use a product called Alteryx. And Alteryx is a great way to grab data out of the database without being a database manager and having an expertise in that. And then, of course, we also use Tableau, which we believe to be the leading business intelligence software out there, then to take that data and visualize that so we can make decisions on it. So I think you're definitely seeing solutions come in to allow, you know, less trained people in databases still manage big data.
Just a couple more questions before we conclude. Can business intelligence be applied to every business? And if so, how?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, really what you'll see with companies like Tableau and Domo is they're really taking their software platforms, like how can we, most people are visual learners, how can we take this data and visualize it in a way where we can, you know, make decisions based on that. And, you know, I think these softwares and you know, Tableau and Domo and some of these platforms, I think will replace Excel over the next 10 years. And this will be the new way we look at that data. And I think as the softwares improve, you'll even see a mom and pop store, you know, running a furniture store using a Tableau to make decisions, you know, and it takes that, it takes kind of that gut feeling out of it because you can go in there, immediately look at a dashboard and say, okay, this is where we're at. This is what the data is telling us versus having to kind of rely on that gut instinct. So I think it's going to be very powerful for businesses in the future.
Certainly does sound like it. Also, what's your philosophy on company culture? How are you using business intelligence for gear culture?
Yeah, so culture is a really, really big part of our business. I mean, you're seeing now nearly 70% of the workforce is unengaged, you know, which is costing companies billions and billions of dollars every year. And so we're actually really screening and using business intelligence in a way to really find team members that fit our culture and fit our company. So we actually put all of our, our current team went through it. Now we put all of our applicants through personality tests, motivation tests, IQ tests, cultural fit tests, all of these to kind of see not only are they a fit for us and vice versa, but also where department would their skill set be best used. So we do that because engagement is so crucial, we believe, to success. So we want to see people that are going to fit in with our culture and also fit in and really leverage their skill set within the department that they go into.
Certainly has been an interesting conversation. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just, as the digital age has arrived in the 21st century, I think that, all the business owners out there, both small and entrepreneurs, really start thinking about, how you can acquire and leverage data to make decisions in your business. I really do believe this is the future, and the tools are out there to be able to leverage this to make better and better decisions for your customer and for your business.
Certainly do appreciate that, Dusty. How about telling our listeners before you go where they can get more information about Bristol Cone Holdings online?
Absolutely. We have a website, which is www.bristolconeholdings.com, and we're also on all the you can get us there on all the social media channels, and you'll see we have a lot of fun. So follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and we'd love to have you engage with our team and what we're doing.
Sounds like a great idea. Dusty, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you continued success.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. Very much appreciated the opportunity.
The pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Dusty Wunderlich, CEO of Bristol Cone Holdings, one of the fastest growing financial technology companies in the industry. They are a high growth, innovative network of consumer and business to business financial platforms. And once again, the website of reference is bristolconeholdings.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.